Okay, so we're doing Daf Ches in Maseches Chagiga today. We left off like three lines before the bottom of Zayin and Beis. We were in the process of discussing the concept that a Dover Shebechovah cannot be brought from Chulin. Essentially, the concept that you can't kill two birds with one stone. That if I have a requirement to bring something, and I have a requirement to bring something else, I can't use my one instance to bring both. And the example that the Mishnah gave was, if I already had an obligation to bring Maaser, but now I have an obligation to bring Karban Ola, I can't use my Maaser animal as that Karban Ola, because that would be a Davar Shebechovah, which needs to be from Chulin. But what we mentioned, which we never really spoke about, was that the Mishnah quoted a Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, specifically with respect to the first day of Pesach. That apparently, when it comes to the Karban Chagiga, on the first day of Pesach, while Beis Shammai says it has to be from Chulin, Beis Hillel seems to have this unique opinion that it can come from Maaser, which seems against the entire Mishnah, because we were pointing out that if a Chagiga is required on Yontif, then you should not be able to use your Maaser to account for that. So now we're going to ask why the first day of Pesach is being singled out, and what's this opinion all about? So three lines from the bottom, Zayin Amud Beis, says the Gemara. This is going on the fact that Beis Shammai says first day of Pesach Chagiga from Chulin, Beis Hillel says from Maaser. So says the Gemara, Maishna Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Why is this any different than any other carbon where we say it required to be from Chulin? Samar Ravashi, Hakamash Malon Chagigas Chamisha Asar In Chagigas Arba Asar Lo. We misunderstood which Chagiga we were referring to. We've said so far in the entire Masechta that there's a Karban Chagiga that one brings on the first day of every Yontif. What we weren't factoring in is that on Pesach specifically, there's an additional Chagiga that a person brings on Erev Pesach. Why? The Chachamim actually seem to institute that because there's a halacha that the Karban Pesach needs to be eaten al hasova. I mean, while I'm satiated. You have to tread a fine line because you can't be so full that food is repulsive to you, because that would be achila gasa, that would be gluttonous eating, and that's, you can't eat the Karban Pesach like that either. But you also shouldn't be on an empty stomach. But if you're Erev Pesach, what's there to really eat in the house? We know. So, what are you going to eat? So the Chacham instituted that before one eats the Karban Pesach, they instituted a Chagiga, a special Chagiga on the 14th of Pesach. And that's the Chagiga that Beis Hillel says can be from Maaser. Meaning, I have this obligation to bring this special karban. It's not the yontif karban. It's simply a karban used in conjunction with the karban pesach. That one can be from maaser. Now, what's the chiddush here? Says the Gemara, al makasavar chagigas arba asar lav doraisa. It must be, since this is only a rabbinic enactment, Beis Hillel felt, is that really a davar shebechovah? Maybe because it's only derabanan, we would allow it to be from maaser.
So the Chagiga brought on the 15th of Nisan would not be allowed to be brought from Maaser.
Correct. That's why we're singing out Pesach, because there's a Chagiga brought on every Yontif. This is the one Chagiga that's specific to Pesach on the 14th. But the Gemara really pushes back on this, because Amar Mar, Beisal Omrim, Min HaMaaser. Amai, Davar Shebechovahu, Chol Davar Shebechovah, Eino Ba'el Menachulin. At the end of the day, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanon, meaning so what, near Hanukkah is not a Chovah? Because it's derabanan, Mikra Megillah is not a chovah. Because it's derabanan. Okay, fine. It's derabanan. At the end of the day, I have a chiyuv to do it.
So, what's the punishment if you don't do the 14th?
What's the punishment?
Right. If you don't bring Chagiga on the 14th,
you're lacking fulfillment in the Karban Pesach.
Derabanan.
But you still have a chiyuv to do it. And the concept of davar shebechovah means killing two birds with one stone. And here I would be because I do have a. It's not optional. I have, again, we have a lot of things that you have a chiyuv. If you didn't do it, what happens? But you still have a chiyuv to do it. So the Gemara is really pushing back as to what's really the opinion of Beis Hillel over here, why you can use Maaser to fulfill this obligation. So says the Gemara, Amar Ula, he's going to introduce a new concept now, called Betofel. Tofel literally means to combine, and essentially what he's saying is, Beis Hillel is coming up with a unique approach. The approach is that it's true. Something that's a chova needs to be brought from Chulin, cannot be brought from Maaser. But what if I have a mixture? What if I use Chulin and Maaser to satisfy a chova? Is that considered killing two birds with one stone? Or maybe because I've incorporated some Chulin in there, the Maaser is sort of just finishing off the product. So there's really two ways that one can combine chulin and meiser with respect to a karbon. Number one would be monetarily, right? So I have a $100 karbon. If I use $50 of chulin and $50 of meiser, now I bought my $100 animal. That's one way to combine. We have to see if that's okay. The second way to combine is if I need to buy, let's say a family of 10 people. So one animal is not going to suffice to feed us. So I have to buy three animals. So another way to combine would be let the first animal be chulin and the remaining two animals be meiser. Those are two options, and there's going to be machlokes as to which of those is the more or only viable option with respect to tofel. So Chizkia Amar, toflin behema le behema, the ain toflin maos le maos. Chizkia says, if you want to use this approach of combination, the only way to do it is with the three animal example. Meaning my first animal has to be entirely from chulin. My remaining animals, if I need, can be from meiser. What's the logic there? So Rashi says, because I only really need one animal to be yotze my chiyuv. So that animal was all chulin. Have to be enough to feed my family, so I added on. But that's not even a davar shebechova, because those remaining animals, and therefore that's really what that approach gains.
So then it's not unique to Pesach, it should apply to all Yom Tovim.
Correct. This tofel approach is really broadening Beis Hillel's opinion and saying that this tofel can be applied and say that now, anytime you say it's chulin, I could do this. This can be the approach. And the ein toflin maos lamos. According to Chizkia, I can't do $50, $50. Why? Because in my one animal, which is my one requirement, it's not completely clean. I have other requirements mixed in, and Chizkia doesn't like that. However, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the exact opposite. Toflin maos lamos, the ein toflin behema la behema. The opposite. You know why Rabbi Yochanan likes the approach of the $50 better? Because at least there's no entity that's completely from Meiser. You always have a mixture where chulin's included. However, the ain't tofel behemel behema, because those two animals that you're bringing are just Meiser, and that's all part of a group of karbanos that I'm bringing, that's all from Chova, and that's not appropriate. So let's see how we paskin. Tanya kavasei de Chizkia, Tanya kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a breisa that seems to support each one of these opinions. Tanya kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan, who said the way to do it is the monetary way and not the animal way. What supports that? Because we have a pasuk with respect to the holiday of Shavuos, which says, it says, Basis Zachag Shavuos Hashem Elokecha, and then it says, Misas Nidbas Yadcha. The word Misas, Rashi tells us, is Lashon of Chulin. Nidvas yadcha will be your voluntary offering of your hand. So when it's talking about bringing a carbon on Shavuos, and it says the word misas, says the Gemara, melamed she'ada maybe chuvaso minachulin. So that's very clear. You have to bring your carbon from something that's not allocated somewhere else. Uminayin she'em ratzel la'arev ma'arev. How do I know though that if I want to do this approach of combination, I can do it? Because Talmud Lomar, the pasuk over there by Shavuos ends off, Kasher Yivracha Hashem Elokecha. So even though it's something voluntary, then the pasuk ends by being expansive and saying, you know what, give whatever God's blessed you with. So that would seem to include even combination. Now why is this approach, why does this prove Rabbi Yochanan and not Chizkia? How do you see in this brisa that we're approving of the combination approach monetarily and not animal-wise, says Rashi, because the word is in Ratzel La'arev Ma'arev. What does the word Arev mean? It means a mixture, to combine. So the process of the animals, are you combining animals? No, it's you have three animals. The first one is Chul, and the remaining two are Meiser. That's not called combining. You know what's combining? I need $100. I put 50 in the pot, I put 50 in the pot, 50 Chul and 50 Meiser, I juggle it up, and now I give it out. That's called mixing. So the fact that this Braisa says is approving of quote unquote mixing, the Braisa seems to be approving of which method of combination, the monetary method. The method of doing $50 chulin, $50 meiser to buy your animal, and that supports Rabbi Yochanan's approach that the only way to do the combination method is through the monetary means and not through one animal chulin, the remaining two meiser. However, we have another brisa which seems to prove the opposite. Tanakav say the Chizkia. Same thing, Misas. We have this Lashon Misas, which is Lashon Chulin. Melamed, She'adam Mevi Chovaso Menachulin. Okay, we saw that before. But now we're going to add on. Bishami Yomrim, Yom Rishon Minachulin. And already Rashi points out, Bishamai is not a fan of the concept of Tofel. Which is why Bishamai we hear is saying, Yom HaRishon of any holiday, Minachulin. I don't want to hear about combination. I don't want any miser mixed into another animal, to this animal, chulin across the board. Become the Elef Meiser. Once you're dealing with these 2 through 7 or 2 through 8 of another holiday, well, there's no real requirement anyway, then you could use your Meiser, as we saw in the Mishnah itself, which said you could bring a Neder, a Nedava, you could use other types of Karbanos to be Yotze those. But for the first day, Bishamai says it's got to be complete pure Chulin. However, Bish Hillel Omrim, which is more how we paskin, Achila Rishona min HaChulin, not the first day has to be from Chulin. The first eating has to be from chulin. Mikan ve'elech min ha-maiser. The remaining eatings can be from maiser. Now, let's stop there for a second. How does this prove Chizkiyah? Remember, what did Chizkiyah approve of? Which method? The monetary method or the animal method? The behema method. How does this prove the behema method? Because it uses the lashon of achila rishona min ha-chulin. So if you apply that to Chizkiyah's combination method, it comes out very nice. He said, have the first animal be from Chulin, the remaining animals can be from Meiser. Now he's reading that into that Lashon of Achila Rishon, I mean the first eating, aka the first animal, should be from Chulin. Mikan Ve'ilech, any other animal you want to bring, can be from Meiser. But if you're talking about money, then what does it mean Achila Rishona? Right, eating, what do you mean? You're combining the money, you're pooling the money to buy an animal.
So every bite is a mixture of both monies.
Correct. Right, exactly. So that's why this Braisa seems to support Chizkiyah. But now the Braisa continues and says, this is a parenthetical in the Braisa. Now it says, Ushar kol yemus ha-pesach. Now the remaining days of Pesach, other than the first day, Adam yotei dechovaso b'meiser behema. So if a person wants to bring a karban, let's say we saw earlier you could bring a simcha, a shalmei simcha, but a voluntary one. A person wants to bring another ola, a jastam. Any carbon you want to bring on yontif, you can be yotze even with a meiser behema. What's a meiser behema? We go from mesachas v'choros, right? You have a flock, you have sheep, whatever you have. Every 10th animal, as you pass them under a certain fence, every 10th animal is designated as hekdesh for the Beis HaMikdash. So that's clearly a davar shevachova. And yet, for the rest of yontif, you know, I want to bring a carbon. Oh yeah, I'll bring my Meiser Behema as my carbon I want to bring on the second day, third day, etc. So the implication is, though, that I couldn't use a Meiser Behema on the first day of Pesach. So my time alone. So why not? So says the Gemara, Amar Ravashi, because Dilma Asi Li'isurei B'Yom Tov. So the Gemara gives a different. I would have thought the Gemara would have said, well, what do you mean? It's a davar shebechova. But we're not talking about a karban chiyuv. What we're saying is that I feel like a generous guy today. I want to bring a karban. I have a sheep in my backyard. I've always been wanting to bring this to Migdash. I decide, first day of Pesach, that's my day. The Gemara is saying, you can't use your Meister Behema to bring that karban. So we're not in davar shebechova world. Because the carbon you want to bring is not a chiyuv. It's a voluntary offering. So what's the problem with using Meiser Behema, that 10th animal, as a regular carbon on the first day of Yontif? So the Gemara answers, Dilma Asi Li'isurei B'Yontif. Because if we allow you to bring a Meiser Behema, you know what you're going to say? Well, I know on the first day of Pesach, I use my Meiser Behema animal as a carbon, but now it's Sukkot time. You know what? I don't have a carbon on me. Let me go through that process. Take my 10th animal, do Meiser, actually do the process on Yontif, and bring it. And apparently that's a problem. It says the Gemara, V'ef shar la'aser b'yom tov. Now why can't I take Meiser? That whole process of taking Meiser behema, why can't I do that on Yontif? Says the Gemara, Mishum Sakarta. Because of Sakarta. What's Sakarta? So Rashi quotes from Maseches Bechoros, the very end, that as part of the process of passing all the animals under the fence and declaring the 10th one as your Meiser Behema, it involved branding the animal with a type of coloring, right? It was a red coloring. Says Rashi, Hayotzi Basiri Sokro Besikra, he said, Hareza Meiser, it was a red color that you branded it with. And therefore, that's usr on yontif. We know malachos aren't mutter on yontif. We have ochel nefesh, we have a heter, but you can't just color something, you can't brand something. And therefore, we don't let you bring the ma'aser behema lest you come to take ma'aser. Why can't you take the ma'aser? Because that process involves a malacha on yontif.
You have to use that dying process.
Yes, that's mandated by the Gemara. Now, Tosos does raise a couple alternatives to why taking ma'aser should be a problem on yontif. He raises two, and I'm not sure, maybe three potential other problems. Number one, he says, there's a Gemara in Beitza, a Mishnah in Beitza, which says, "Ein makdishin biyom tov." You can't make something hektish on yontif. So wouldn't taking ma'aser behema, that would be declaring that tenth animal hektish. On yontif, I can't do that. So why did the Gemara give the suggestion of the red dye, the red coloring? Why not say it's also to do ma'aser on yontif because you're not allowed to make something hektish on yontif? So Tosos answers because the whole isser of being mocked or something biyontif is really isser derabbanan. What mekachu memkar? I mean, whenever I designate something, it's kind of like more. It's very businesslike. So on Yontif and Shabbos, we avoid all things that resemble business. We don't write, we don't do anything like that. So too, we don't do that. But the Gemara wanted to give a stronger reason. A reason that's an Isser d'Oraisa. That's a real, much stronger reason not to do it on Yontif. Now the reason I found very interesting was, Tosus at the very end, says, what about the Isser of Mitake? Right, he notes that, this comes up very halacha l'maisa. What if a person bought a new dish, and now it's Shabbos, and he wanted to use it for the guests, and it hasn't been toveled. So what do you do? You can't tovel it on Shabbos. Why not? What is there a problem? Right. So there's no problem with dipping something in water. Right. It's a real banana called mitakin, which is that I'm fixing it. It was usser. By toveling it, I'm making it mutter. That's usser on Shabbos and yontif. Similarly, this comes up very often. Let's say a woman made challah. She baked challah before Shabbos, before Yontif. And now it comes Shabbos and Yontif, and she realizes, oops, I forgot to do a fresh challah. So on the surface, you would say, maybe she can't do it. Because now the food is usser, because you didn't take the hafrasha. By her taking hafrasha now, you might say it's a problem. Halacha l'maisa, in that situation, technically, she is allowed to do hafrasha, because the halacha by hafrasha challah is unique, and that it can be done out of order. Essentially, the standard way to do a fresh challah is she's baking the challah before she makes the bracha on it, before she braids it, she separates a piece, makes the bracha on that, burns it, and then she bakes the challah. But, b'di'eved, if one baked the challah, starts eating the challah, b'di'eved, you can designate a piece, leave it on the side, you can eat the entire rest of the challah, b'di'eved, and then later you'll burn it. It's a little bit more problematic in Eretz Yisrael to do this, because in Eretz Yisrael, the dinim of Parshas Challah are actually Doraisa, whereas in Chutz La'aretz they're Derabanan. And so that leniency might not apply to Eretz Yisrael, but for where we are right now, it's good to know that that is a heter. But either way, Toso says, so why is taking Ma'aser Behema not an Isser of Mitakin? That animal was not able to be eaten before, and now it is. So Toso's answer is our assumption is incorrect. That Ma'aser Behema is actually very similar to Parshas Challah in Chutz La'aretz, in the sense that we don't say that when you have 10 animals in a line ready to go under the fence, all the animals are usser until this 10th one is taken. That's not how we view it. The animals are mutter. They're all mutter. I also need to do the 10th. So I could actually start eating animal 2, technically, let's say the second animal, I can start biting him, I shechted him, whatever, before I even took the 10th one. Technically, that's okay. And therefore, it's not technically mitakin because I was allowed to eat that animal or the other animals before I brought that ma'aser behema. So that's a little bit about sakarta and the isser of taking off, doing ma'aser on Shabbos and Yontif.
Getting back to how we were explaining the machlokas based Shammai and based Hillel, the Mishnah says Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. The machlokas is about Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, so it doesn't fit into any of our explanations. First explanation, there was a
correct.
So it was the 14th Nisan doesn't fit in. Now that we're saying that it has to do with mixing it or whatever, that's every it would apply to every Yom.
I think what the Gemara was saying in the Kamash Milan down here in Zayin Abiz was that. You're right. It was almost like it was throwing us off. The reason why they spoke about that machlokas with regards to that was simply to teach me a different halacha. That was almost like a It was a red. It was just getting you off track. The real machlokes is in general.
So why does it say Yom Tov Rishon Shabbos?
Because it was letting you know there's an extra chagiga there.
Or just to let you know.
Just to let you know that.
But the extra chagiga is the day before the first day of Pesach.
Correct.
And as I say, it says Yom Tov Rishon Shabbos.
Correct. It's just telling you that there's a unique chagiga on Pesach. There's one on the first day, and there's one on the day before. Because it's very clear from the Gemara that Beis Hillel is referring to the one before. And then the Gemara asked, well, Daraisa, Darabanan, right? But your point is very well taken. It sounds like the Mishnah really is, you know, Iker Chasam in a Sefer in the sense that it's just really leading us to a very tangible, you know, sorry, tangential side point, whereas the main point really is broad.
And the bottom line, the Machlokas would apply to every
Would apply to every Yontif, correct.
Just as a side point, why could a woman go to a mikvah on Shabbos? Isn't she being metaken?
Why can a woman go to a mikvah on Shabbos? Is she not? Well, she was usher, and now she's going to be mutter.
She's mutter, it's metaken.
Good question.
A few further, it's not for a little piece.
Okay. Further thought. That's a good question. I don't know off the top of my head. Okay. So says the Gemara over here, my mashma dehai misas lishn dechulun hu. Right? I told you before, based on Rashi, that the word misas in that pasuk by Chag HaShavuos is referring to chulin, and that's how we know that these davar shebechovos have to be from chulin. Who said misas refers to chulin? So says the Gemara, we're 30 days before Purim right now, so we've got to mention a little bit of Purim. So, Dechsib says in the Megillah, Yasam HaMelech HaChashverosh Mas Al HaAretz. That HaChashverosh imposed a tax on the Aretz. So we see from there that Mas is referring to Chulin. So, I saw the Chassam Sofer over here. He says, why is it bringing a Lashon of Misas from over here by tax? He says, because we do find elsewhere that Misas is referring to chulin, something that's poor, something that's not allocated for anything else. But you could ask on that, that the word for tax in Chazal is mas. And taxes, hopefully most of us are obligatory, right? We have to pay taxes. So, if, right, meches, but a mas, in the lashon of, biblical Hebrew, a mas is a tax. So, how could you say misas is chulin if mas also implies obligatory? So Chassam Sofer says, the Gemara found the one pasuk where it refers to a tax, but this tax actually in context was not obligatory. This was a tax that, it wasn't like a state or municipal tax that you pay every year. This Achashverosh is trying to get a little more money for the treasury. So he goes around, whoever he's going to intimidate to give it, will give it. But this was not a mas that was like a year after year tax on the kingdom. This was Achashverosh deciding, I want to add a little extra money. And therefore, Chassam Sofer says, the Gemara chose this because even in the realm of tax, this tax is optional, and therefore you see that misas can also mean voluntary in more broader context.
But the tax paid to HaShverosh would be chulin anyway. It's not.
No, but just in terms of the definition of the word. We're not talking about getting involved in the context in that pasuk. We're saying that we see that the word mas can be used to be something that's not obligatory. So we said in the Mishnah that when it comes to the Shalmei Simcha, that karbon, which is essentially just to be yotze b'samachta b'chagecha, you can use anything. Because remember we pointed out in Rashi in the Mishnah, because the chiva over there is simcha. Simcha is with basar. However I get the basar. If I want to shout out the karbon, fine. If I want to eat meat that I already have, fine. As long as I get there. It's very goal-oriented. It's not about the maisa that you do. So similarly, it says the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, b'samachta b'chagecha, l'rabos kol mine smachos l'simcha. I can use anything I want. Mikan Amr Chachamim, Yisrael Yotzei Chavasan, Benedarim, Benedavos, Meiser Behema. I can use things that I pledged, I volunteered, my Meiser Behema, it doesn't matter. As long as I have the meat. Vakohanim, Vechatas, Vechatas, Vashem, a Kohen who's getting these karbanas, Vechatas and Ashem, he could use that he's eating to count for his Shalmei Simcha. Ubechor, Vechaz of Ashok, and he the Bechor, the Chaz of Ashok that a Kohen takes. All these things you can use to fulfill your obligation of Simcha. You might think I could also eat chicken, I could also eat flour, to be yotze my shalmei simcha, hamalomar b'samachta b'chagecha. So here, this is a unique drasha here. We're going to quote three drashos as to why you need to eat meat and not chicken or flour, or grain. So this drasha is, mishachagiga ba'amehem. It's being medayik in the word b'chagecha, because we have a pasuk that says, I think this is this week's parsha. Lo yalin chelev chagi ad boker. So what does that mean? You shouldn't leave over the chelev, the fat of your chagi, of your karban, until the morning. But that pasuk links chagi, karban chagiga, or any karban, to chelev, to fat. Is there fat in chicken? No, there's no chelev in chicken. There's no chelev in menachos. Says the Gemara, you know what it means? Hamachtev chagecha. It means have simcha in something that's chelev chagi. The type of chag that has chelev attached to it. Misha chagiga ba'a mehem. Yatsu elu, to exclude those, she'en chagiga ba'a mehem. These things like chicken and flour have no such thing as chelev, and therefore that you cannot fulfill b'samachta b'chagecha, because the word b'chagecha is related to the word chagi, chagi is related to the word chelev, and therefore you can only be yotzi with things that have chelev chagi. Okay, that's one drasha. Rav Ashi Amar, no, it's not from the word chagecha, it's mi b'samachta nafka, yatsu elu, she'en mehem simcha. Right? Chazal tell us, in simcha el basar. We don't get really, no one pays $75 for a piece of chicken. You pay it for a steak. So people get really happy over meat. It's not from the word chagecha, it's b'samachta, must be meat, because Chazal assumed that that's the way a person has simcha, experiences simcha. So then it says the Gemara, Ravashi, who just told me it's from the word simcha, that I'm a dayik, that I have to eat meat, and not chicken and flour. Hai b'chagecha, my avidle. So b'samachta, I understand what the diak is. What does he do with the word chagecha if he's not learning it out as chilev chagi? So what's the chagecha teaching me? Says the Gemara, Hahu l'lecha Rav Daniel Bar Katina, to Am Rav Daniel Bar Katina, Am Rav, Minayin she'in nosin nashim b'moed. How do I know I can't get married to a woman on Yontif? Shenemar b'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. You know what I have to be happy with? B'chagecha. Be happy with, what are you subsumed with, consumed with on the holiday? It's the simcha of the regel. Don't mix that below b'ishtecha. You can't do that with your wife. Now, halacha l'maisa, I don't know anyone who actually has weddings on Yontif, but it does come up in terms of engagements. I myself personally got engaged on Chol Moed, and I used this Gemara as a red herring to my wife. I said, you know, it can't be this week because, you know, the Gemara says. So you have to know, you know, you have to look in Rashi and see the Gemara, but you know, as on the surface, it sounds like you can't get married. That when the Gemara says even Irisin is probably, that's not okay. That's because that was talking about real Irisin. Real Irisin was with, you gave her a ring already, you said Harayat, there was Tanayim already signed. Our engagements are halachically pretty meaningless, unless in some circles they actually do Tanayim, but for the way we do it, it's not really anything halachically, so there's no problem at all with doing that on Yontif whatsoever. Now, a good way to remember this Gemara is that this Gemara also comes up in Moed Katan on Daf Chesam Abiz. So you have two Chesam Abiz. This Chesam Abiz in Chagiga, the same Gemara about marrying a woman on Yontif is Chesam Abiz in Moed Katan. In that Gemara, it gives two reasons not to marry a woman on Yontif. One is this, B'samach l'b'chagecha. The second reason is a little bit different. It's not based on a drasha. Says the Gemara over there, Moed Katan, we have a concept that says, Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So it's different than this, because this is saying I have to be totally subsumed, consumed with the simcha of the yontif. So that pasuk excludes a wife. There, that second limud is saying that I can't ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Now, what's that? I can't mix simchas. Why not? So Tosus over there says it's based on another concept called ein osim mitzos chavilos chavilos. I can't bundle mitzos, right? Like, you know how we oftentimes will daven mincha marv so we can get it out of the way? So whether it's a good thing or not a good thing, sometimes we need to, sometimes we just do it because we're lazy. But that concept of trying to release a burden is not a Torah hashkafa. We would ideally not like to think of mitzvos, tefillah, Torah as burdens that we want to just rid ourselves of. Okay, as long as I got this over with, right? Let's just be yotze this. So chavilos is when I have two opportunities for a mitzvah. You know what? Back to kill two birds with one stone. Let's try. If I could do these both at the same time, that would be great. Why? Because like mitzvahs, I'd rather get it over with. So Tosafot over there says, I have a mitzvah simchas yontif. That's a mitzvah. I have a mitzvah b'yom sameach, marry my wife. You know what? These mitzvahs to me, let's just get them done in one day, in 2 days, and let's not worry about it. I don't have to do a whole thing of yontif, then a whole wedding and shavuot brachos. Let's just combine them. So that sort of feeling, right, that attitude is not an attitude that we promote. And therefore, that could be why ein nosin nashim b'moed, We try to give our full attention to each and every mitzvah. That's the Gemara over there, Moed Kata. Okay, we're at a new Mishnah. We're still talking about the Karban Ola, Olas Re'iya, the Karban Chagiga. So now we're talking about the monetary price and essentially how a person should allocate his funds. Says the Mishnah, Mishesh lo ochle merubim v'nechasim uatim. So a person has a big family, not so much cash, so what should he do? Maybe shlamim merubim v'olos muatos. So everyone's got to bring one shlamim as chagiga and one ola, but you're going to bring excess karbanos. How should you spend your remaining funds? So he says, well, if you have a big family, you're obviously going to want to spend more money on the shlamim. Why? Because the family could eat it. You're going to spend money more olos, family's not going to be happy with you because they're not getting any of that. However, if you have nechasim merubim v'ochle muatim, let's say you're a very wealthy man, but you're by yourself, so then maybe olos merubim v'shlamim muatim. Then, you know, bring it all to God. Obviously, you're going to bring one karbon as a shlamim, as your regular karbon, but if you have excess karbonos or you have excess money you want to use the karbonos, bring it for olos, because those are lashem, and you don't need to have any more shlamim. Zevizemuat, let's say you have a very small family, also very small funds. Alzenemar ma'akesef ushtei kesef. Remember, back to the first Mishnah. We talked about minimum prices for these karbonos. When were those minimum prices set for? Who were they set for? They were set for individuals who have not that many people and not that much funds. So we tell you, at a minimum, spend a ma'akesef on the chagiga. Again, machol k'speshan v'sil, which one's which? We saw that. At least at minimum, spend this amount, right? You don't need to spend that much, but just spend this amount at a minimum. V'zev v'zev merubim. Let's say you have a huge family and you're very wealthy. Al zenemar ish kimanas yado kibrikas Hashem alokecha asher nason lach. Right? On the surface, that means go crazy. The Marsha over here says, you have to break up the pasuk into two. The first part of it is ish kimanas yado. Right? What does that mean, kimanas yado? It means even if you're very poor, give what you can give. Right? Essentially, right. You don't have much, that's fine, but you have to give whatever you can give. But then when it says, Kirikas Hashem Elokecha Asher Nason Lach, this is a machaye for a wealthy person. Don't think that because I have a lot of money, but everyone else is spending $10. No. The God, if He gave you this money, we believe that our money, we do our hashtalos, but at the end of the day, God gave it to you. He expects you to up your game, so to speak, when it comes to karbanos. So, Kirikas Hashem Elokecha Asher Nason Lach, He gave you more money, you got to spend more on more karbanos. That's not, even though it sounds on the surface like this is an option, right? It's really the Marsha seems to say, at least on a hashkafic level, if Hashem gave you that amount of money, that He's expecting that you would spend a higher ratio on Torah things. And therefore, you would want to spend more money on the karbanos olos and karbanos re'iya. So says the Gemara, shlamim merubim mehechi maisi halesle. Case number one in the Mishnah was, you have a big family, you have very low cash, we told you, buy a lot of shlamims. Well, how am I buying a lot of shlamims if we just said I have no cash, or very little cash? That's the kasha. So, Amar Rav Chista, tofel, umevi par gadol. Right, the answer is, you might not have a lot of liquid cash, but you for sure have some meiser money lying around, or money allocated for some tzedakas, so we spoke about it on the previous Amud, the concept of tofel, of combining things. So here, you want to buy a lot of shlamims, but you don't have enough cash lying around. So use some meiser money, pool together. Remember, only the first shlamim for the chagiga, it really counts in terms of davar shevachova. The remaining ones, I can be tofel according to either opinion. So not a problem. Amud lev sheshes. So again, in this scenario, what the Gemara Rav Chisda just suggested was to pool which combination? Was it the monetary combination or the animal combination?
Money.
How do you know that? I said, maybe par gadol, meaning pool your money so you can buy one large animal that should feed your whole family. Right? As opposed to buying 10 little animals, buy the biggest animal, you combine your money. So you're being tofel ma'os lamaos. So Amar Rav Sheshes, hare amru tofen behema lebehema. We say you can do combination method animal to animal. So the Gemara says, it's very unclear what Rav Sheshes' goal is with this statement. My Ka'amarle, what's Rav Sheshes saying to Rav Chisda? Ile mahachi kamar, if what he's saying is, Hare amru tovel v'hebel v'hema, avolomos lomos, he's coming to argue. Rav Chisda said, you want to be able to afford more? Just pool your money. Comes along Rav Sheshes and says, you can't pool your money. Because I don't agree with that combination method. I say the way to combine is animal, and then the rest of the animals are miser. But if that's what Rav Sheshes was coming to say, it was a very odd way of saying it. The lema, what he should have said, was le'ein tofen mos lemos. Right? Say it as it is. Be very blunt and say, you just said you could do combination method monetarily, but ain't tofen mos lemos. But you can't do that. Why would he phrase it in such a different way, a weird way? So Ella hachi amrle. This is what Rav Sheshes was really saying to Rav Chista. Hare amru af toflin behema le behema. You suggested you pull your money. I'm giving you some advice. You don't have to limit yourself to that combination method. If you wanted, you could also buy one small animal of just chulin and then buy nine other small animals with your meiser money. You don't have to pull your money. So he's giving him more options. So the Gemara says, well, that means that Rav Sheshes holds you can use either method. Did we see an opinion like that yet?
No.
We quoted Machlokes Chizkin and Rav Yochanan. One said one, but not the other. One said one, not the other. So come on. Delo kechizkia, videlo kereb Yochanan. This opinion that we're suggesting Rav Sheshes subscribes to, who would that line up with? So says the Gemara, v'chi tema amura'ihu depligi. Mas naisa lo pligi. Maybe you say, yeah, that's Chizkia, that's Rabbi Yochanan. But maybe, remember that braisa we had that said achila rishona min achulin? Remember that braisa? Which one did that prove? Which method did that prove?
Animal
one, right? Because the first eating means the first animal. Now, does that automatically exclude the monetary method?
Yes.
Why does it automatically exclude it?
Because we said that you can take.
But in your first eating,
your first bite,
you could also have both.
You're going to have half the money from chulin, half the money from ice.
That's great. Why not? Why, if that's true, that could support an opinion that says bitofo mos lemos. Meaning, we were reading it as that's only for the behema method. But achila rishona, yes, it sounds like we're saying the first animal. But it could also mean that I pulled my money. In that first bite, there's Oh, but you're saying, but that's not pure chulin. But that's
right.
But the whole opinion of most lemos is that I don't need pure chulin ever. That's right. The whole logic of that opinion.
Yeah, but that was saying the first bite has to be pure chulin.
We didn't say pure chulin anyway. It says mina chulin.
Okay.
Maybe it's not talking. Pure.
But that's excluding meiser. If it says chulin, it's excluding meiser, and that first bite is a combination of both.
No, but there's automatically chulin in the first bite. So who said you can't have meiser?
I know you're saying it has mina chulin, but the meiser mixed in is okay.
Meiser mixed in, okay, but maybe chulin is guaranteed.
No, but isn't that the whole shita of mo'os lamo'os is that you're never having pure chulin, right? We're basically saying you can always have combination for all your animals. So achil rishona just means the same thing. That is the opinion of mos lemos, right? It doesn't have to be first animal chulin rest. It could really mean you pooled your money in every bite.
It's a mixture.
So what the Gemara is suggesting now is maybe Rav Sheshes, that's how he read. Now I'm not saying that's the perfect reading of the Braisa. It definitely reads better the way we were saying it earlier. But at least to say Rav Sheshes lines up with someone, the Gemara is suggesting maybe that's how Rav Sheshes read that Braisa. In which case Rav Sheshes said, oh, there's a Braisa that holds either method's acceptable. And that's what Rav Sheshes holds. Says the Gemara, "Ay v'haktani achila rishona min achulin." What do you mean? But doesn't that brisa seem to imply more that it's the behema method? Because that achila rishona, says the Gemara, no, my achila rishona shiur demei achila rishona min achulin. You know what it meant? It meant that however much a first bite costs, right? You have $100 animal. By one bite, you bite $1 off of that animal. If you ever go somewhere really expensive with a steak and you say, this bite cost me $10 right there. So this is like, you know, you have an animal, you have to assess monetarily how much the first bite costs. And what we're saying is, that has to be from chulin.
In other words, in your mixture, that amount is the minimum amount from chulin.
From chulin, correct. Meaning, in a mixture of meiser and chulin, we can't say $99 meiser and $1 chulin if one bite would cost $2. That's what the Gemara is saying. So limaskana over here, it works out well. We basically concluded that Braisa and Sachil Rishona It's saying both methods are viable, the monetary combination method and the behema method, in which case Rav Sheshes simply aligns himself with that braisa. So we have Chizkia, Rav Yochanan, and then this third opinion that either method is viable. Okay, period. That's the end of that sugya. So now a very interesting sugya over here. We have to go back a little bit just to remember what we're talking about. Remember, the Karban Chagiga and the Karban Ola, remember, you only have to bring one on day one. I can bring more if I want on day two, three, four. I could also bring more if I want on day one. We spoke about that. On day one, though, it's trickier. Because what if a person says, I want to bring five olas on day one, and they should all be l'shem olas re'iyah. Or I want to bring five chagigas l'shem the chagigas yom tov. So that's okay, but it puts you in a little bit of a tricky situation for the following reason. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula, Amar Ish Lakish, Hifrish Eser Behemos, Lichagigaso. So here a person, he did this. On day one, he said, I'm designating 10 animals as my carbon chagigas. So he would have been better if he had been quiet. But he said, these 10 animals should all be l'shem my carbon chagiga. Okay. Hikriv Chamesh B'yom Tov Rishon. And on day one, he ended up only bringing 5. So says the Gemara, Chuzer Umakriv Chamish B'yom Tov Sheni. Right, later on the second day of Yom Tov, he can bring them, says Rashi, as Tashlumin. Right, he meant to bring all 10. Whatever reason he didn't, he can bring the remaining 5. Now, and Rav Yochanan Amar, no, Kivan Shepasak Shuv Eino Makriv. You said with your words, you wanted these all brought day one. Day one finished, your opportunity to bring these finished. Because you said you wanted these to bring day one korbanos. So Amar Rababa, Velo Pligi. This is not really a machlokes. They're talking about two different scenarios. Kan bistam, kan bimafarish. One is where you said nothing, and one is where you explicitly stated. Meaning what? If I said with my words, I verbalized, I'm going to bring these 10 animals that become chagiga, then the ones I didn't bring are tashlumin. Why tashlumin? Because I was very clear that I wanted to bring them today. Whatever I didn't get to, I can bring a tashlum. But what if I just, I had 10 animals with me on day one. I brought 5. Who says the other 5 were for day one? I never said that. So therefore, I don't have the opportunity to make them up as a karban chagiga day one. I can certainly bring them if I want as a voluntary offering, but I can't bring them l'shem chagigas yom tov rishon. Now, Rashi over here makes a subtle but very important comment. He says, when we say you can bring, let's say according to the first opinion, you could bring the remaining 5 on second day of Yom Tov, or the last day of Yom Tov. What's the chiddush there? He says, and we don't say you violate Bal Tosif. What's Bal Tosif? Bal Tosif is the Isser that when I have a mitzvah to do that has a certain structure, it has a certain framework, I am not allowed to add on to that. So the classic example is, I can't put an extra parsha in my tefillin. Right? I can't take 5 minim on Sukkos. We have the arba minim. I can't say, okay, I like this plant, I'm going to add it into the mix. That's Bal Tosif. Over here, what Rashi's saying is, the chiddush is that you would have thought if I brought karbanos on day 7, l'shem, right, for the sake of my day one karbon, well, hold on a second. My day one karbanos are for day one. Me saying I'm bringing a karbon outside that, that's Bal Tosif. Kamash malon, it's just tashlumin. But it comes out according to Rashi that let's say in a case of stam, let's say I had 10 karbanos with me. I brought 5 on day 1, and then on day 7, last day of Yom Tov, I decide I'm bringing 5 karbanos now l'shem chagigas yom tov rishon. Rashi would say I violate Bal Tosif because that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is day 1 karbanos. So that's a very unique opinion. So this is actually machlokas Rashi and Tosos and throughout Shas of the definition of Bal Tosif, because over this Gorn Irvin Daf Tzadi Vav, where over there Rashi and Tosos are arguing about the following: Does a woman violate Bal Tosif if she does a man's mitzvah? Right? I'm not talking about being controversial. I'm just talking about stam. a mitzvah that a man does that a woman has no chiyuv in.
Well, women do it all the time. They listen to shofar. They take lulav and esrog. Those are men mitzvos.
Right. So we do have a concept that a woman can volunteer certain mitzvos, but over there, Rashi and Tosfos are arguing about the fact that when a woman volunteers a mitzvah that she's not obligated in. Not only that, though, it has to be a mitzvah that she's not even shayach to. So an example would be, let's say, she is not a Kohen. The same way Levi can't do a Kohen. She wants to go and, I don't know, be part of the Petar Hamor process. Or she wants to go take shiur with some maestros. So Rashi over there says, if she does that, she violates Baal Tosef. Because there's a mitzvah, and she's trying to add on to the mitzvah.
She's not doing anything.
Well, on seventh day of Yontif, when you're bringing a carbon, what are you doing? Right? What Tosis's point is, the counter argument to Rashi is, let's say today, I take a shofar, and I blow 100 kolos for you. Did I violate Baal Tosef?
You didn't do anything.
But it's l'shem, your mitzvah Rosh Hashanah. Am I violating Baal Tosef? No, right? Why not?
It's not Rosh Hashanah.
It's not Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos says, Baal Tosef only applies when you're in the Zman Mitzvah, or you're within the Chavtas Mitzvah. So when you have tefillin, you're wearing tefillin, adding a parasha. You're on Sukkos, you have the Arba Minim, you add a fifth. You're on Rosh Hashanah, and something has Baal Tosef. Right? You never have Baal Tosef outside of the Mitzvah. Blowing shofar today on a random Tuesday does nothing. Similarly, Tosfos says, for me to bring a karban on the seventh day of Yontif and say it's l'shem first day, who cares what I say? It's the seventh day of Yontif. It's not the first day of Yontif. Why is that any different than on the Tuesday following Yontif? I say that, right? It's outside the zman of the first day mitzvah, and therefore I don't violate Baal Tosef by doing a mitzvah outside of a time frame. So Tosef's point is pretty compelling. That seems to be more how he poskins. But Rashi over here is l'shitaso. He poskins that even outside the framework of a mitzvah, you have to really understand this shita. I don't fully understand it. But Rashi's telling us that Baal Tosef is a lot more expansive, more machmir. You can violate it even at other times if you try to add on to a mitzvah. So that comes up really based on that Rashi over here. So now the Gemara wants to know, again, we distinguish between stam and mefarish. A person who says, I'm bringing 10 for today, then leftover 5 can be brought because it's only tashlumin. A person doesn't say anything, he can't bring any more karbanos. So I don't know, what does it mean stam? What does it mean he didn't say anything? Says the Gemara, hi stam hechidami. What does it mean? Ilema deleka shahus biyomli karev. Maybe what stam means is, I had my 10 animals with me, I didn't say anything. I was online with the Kohen to bring karbanos, and then the park closed. Hey, you're online for the roller coaster, and they say, okay, fine, last ride, and you missed they put the thing in front of you, and you missed it. That's what happened to this guy. He missed it. So if that's the case, if the only reason he didn't bring the other 5 is because he literally didn't have time to bring them, then hidlok ravinu to the kishos b'yom. Then don't tell me that he can't bring them again, because he clearly wanted, he was online, he was waiting. That's pretty much similar to mefarish. That's like he explicitly stated he wanted to bring them, he ran out of time. So a person like that should certainly be able to bring the remaining 5 karbanos as tashlumin. The Ella, maybe the case is delays late Ochlin. You know what happened? He had 10 karbanos. He was expecting the family from Israel to fly in and Florida to fly in. And then last minute, flights got canceled. He was stuck with 10 animals with only enough people to eat 5 animals. So he had these 5 animals next to him, and then day one ended. So the Gemara says, well, Haidlok Ravinu, delays late Ochlin. But that also, it's clearly his intention was to bring all 10. Circumstantially, something came up that prevented him from doing it, but that should prevent him from being able to bring those remaining 5 as tashlumin. So what's the case of stam where we say you lost your chance? Says the Gemara, lo tzricha di'ika shahos bayom. There's plenty of time. He's first online. The Kohen says, come, I'm willing to take your other 5 animals. Ve'islei ochlin. And plenty of people eat the karbanos. And nevertheless, v'divakama lo karvinu. Day one, he just doesn't bring them. He's lazy. We don't know why, but he had the opportunity, he had the people there, he had the time there, and those 5 karbanos just sat there. So there, shma mina, shiyure, shirinu. You know what? It must be he did not intend that those five were going to be brought day one. Because if he did, he had would have had the opportunity. And therefore, he can no longer bring those five as first day karbanos. Because he showed by his actions that he did not intend to bring those on day one. This makes a lot of sense. Again, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that you can bring the remaining five. But Kashina Hadadi, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who told us you can't bring the remaining five. It must be there's the same distinction. Al Shmami Lav Shmamina, Kan Bistam, Kan Memafarish, Shmamina. The difference is, was my intention, whether explicitly or through my actions, to bring the remaining five on day one? If so, I had Tashlumin. If not, I lost out. Now, just very interesting over here, the concept that if I designate all ten are considered part of the mitzvah, the Netziv, in the Sefer Merom Be'Sadeh, which is a commentary on a lot of Masechtas, he says, this shows us a very interesting dynamic, that we, as individuals, can actually control what's part of a mitzvah and what's not. Because the mitzvah is, bring one carbon chagiga. And I said, I want to bring 10. And we value in halacha my statement so much so that if I couldn't bring them, we say, those are mitzvah. Those are first day mitzvah chagigos. And therefore, I have to shlumin for them. What do you mean? But I invented that concept. No one told me to bring 10. He says, this is why we have a concept. Why is there really, on Rosh Hashanah, let's say, there should be an isser to blow shofar. What's the isser? Can't play instruments on Yom Tov. Right, you can't play musical stuff. A shofar is musical, but what? But the Torah told us to do it, right? So Torah generally overrides anything else. But how am I allowed to blow 100 blasts? You should say blow 9, or to be yosi everything blow 30. No one says 100. 100 is like extra mahadrin mina mahadrin. The answer is because since we determined that 100 is going to be our mitzvah, now that becomes the mitzvah. So much so that now that mitzvah is like the chesed shel mitzvah. That is mamish how we do the mitzvah. So much so that now we don't say, oh, but it's an iser. What do you mean? This is the mitzvah. So in any mitzvah, a person himself could actually, again, you can't baltosif it, but you can say, I want to add, not, again, you can ask a question, why is that not baltosif? Why is adding a parsha to tefillin or adding a minah on the lulav, why is that baltosif, but adding extra chagiga? Right, you have to really understand what the nature of baltosif is. It's not adding additional; it's adding to the structure. So you have something that requires 4, you do 5. The chagiga, no one said 1. It's just you have to bring a karbon. Right, the Torah was never machbed on 1, not 2. By arba minim, it's very clear arba minim. It's very clear in certain other arba parshios and the tefillin. So there, when there's a hakpada for a certain number, they're adding on to the number might be baltosif. Idmar nami amr of shalom bar abam riochanan lo shanu elash lo gamar. So this brisa says, when do we say you cannot bring additional karbonos if you didn't do it on day one? That's shalo gamar. You didn't finish. What does that mean? We'll see in a second. Aval gamar, if you finished, chuzer makriv, then you can bring the remaining 5. Says the Gemara, my gamar. What does it mean you finished? Ilema gamar karbonosav. If what it means is you finished your karbonos, that wouldn't make any sense. Because what would it mean when the Gemara said, gamar chuzer makriv? I finished my karbonos, then I can bring them. But if gamar means finish my karbonos, then there's nothing else to bring. So ela shalo gamar hayom. You have to read it back. It means the day wasn't done. Meaning lo shanu, we read it back to the top line. Lo shanu, when do we say you can't bring karbanos anymore? Is shalo gamar, meaning the day wasn't finished, you had time, you had people there, and you still didn't bring those 5 karbanos. You clearly showed you had no intention to bring these karbanos on day one. Aval gamar, but if the day was done, you ran out of time, you were online, and simply they closed the ride, and you had those 5 karbanos right next to you, then chozer makriv, you had the opportunity. Why? Because those remaining 5 karbanos are tashlum in the rishon. You showed your intention was to bring them as day one karbanos, and therefore you can bring them later as tashlumin. We'll stop there.